In this bulletin, an Australian academic released by the Taliban, a rape investigation into Australian WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange discontinued, and in rugby union, new Wallabies coach has announced the latest. SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the release of a Taliban hostage ends a period of hell for Australian academic Timothy Weeks. A hostage swap deal allowed the release of Mr. Weeks and his colleague, Kevin King, who were captured in Kabul in 2016. Mr. Morrison says Mr. Weeks' family is overjoyed and he has thanked the US administration for its cooperation in securing the deal. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says 3 years of detention is an extraordinarily long time.
I also want to particularly acknowledge President Ashraf Ghani of Afghanistan. His efforts in the pursuit of confidence-building measures, in the pursuit of the freedom of these two men, have been extremely important to achieving their release. I know the Prime Minister is intending to speak to President Ghani later today and to convey Australia's thanks.
The federal government has unveiled a $2 billion infrastructure deal to stimulate the nation's struggling economy. Almost $4 billion will be spent on infrastructure projects over the next 4 years, with every state and territory likely to benefit. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the fast-tracking spending is an investment in the short term, but it also provides future gains nationally.
This is no cash splash. That's what we've seen previously. What we've seen at the moment is a careful investment in the Queensland economy and the national economy at a time when the Australian government understands the pressures that are on the economy.
A Swedish prosecutor has announced the end of an investigation into alleged rape involving WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The Australian is fighting extradition to the United States, accused of publishing secret documents, and he remains in a British prison. Mr. Assange has always denied the rape accusations, which are nearly 10 years old, and WikiLeaks editor has welcomed Sweden's decision. The Swedish Deputy Director of Public Prosecutions, Eva Marie Persson, says although the plaintiff is credible, corroborating evidence is insufficient.
Considering the weakened evidence, I have therefore, after careful consideration, come to the conclusion that additional legal interviews with Julian Assange himself would not alter the evidentiary basis in a decisive manner. Because of this, I've decided to not take further steps in order to be able to hold a questioning with Mr. Julian Assange.
Former special envoy to Ukraine has told an impeachment inquiry he should have realised President Donald Trump was preventing US military aid to push for a political rival investigation. Ambassador Kurt Volker says he had no involvement in Mr. Trump's demands for Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden, which is the subject of the impeachment hearings. Mr. Trump has rejected suggestions he withheld critical military assistance in exchange for Ukraine leader to make inquiries into Biden, stating the Democrats just want him out of office. Mr. Volker says President Trump described Ukraine as a corrupt country, and he hoped if the two leaders talked, it would improve their personal relations.
I did not know of any linkage between the hold on security assistance and Ukraine pursuing investigations. No one had ever said that to me, and I never conveyed such a linkage to the Ukrainians. I opposed the hold on U.S. security assistance as soon as I learned about it on July 18th, and I thought we could turn it around before the Ukrainians ever knew or became alarmed about it.
Australia's national rugby union coach will again be a New Zealander. Dave Rennie will take over as Wallabies coach on a 3.5-year contract that goes through to the next Rugby World Cup to be played in France in 2023. 55-year-old Rennie's tenure will start in July next year after he finishes his commitments with his current employer, Scottish club team Glasgow Warriors. Former coach Michael Checker indicated before the World Cup he would not seek reappointment, creating a vacancy now filled by Rennie. Rugby Australia's chief executive, Raylene Castle, says the sport has had a difficult time and is in a rebuilding phase.
There is significant growth happening across the country. There's lots of positive stories to be told, and we need to keep telling those stories, and we also need the Wallabies to be successful.
Let's look at the weather for the rest of today. A shower or two and then sunny in Perth, 21. Very hot in Adelaide, 42. Sunny in Melbourne, 32. 23 degrees in Hobart with a late possible shower. In Canberra, cloud clearing, 32. Cloudy in Wollongong, 22. Smoke haze for Sydney, a top of 24. Much the same for Newcastle, 25. Sunny in Brisbane, 33. 32 and partly cloudy in Cairns. And a possible shower or storm in Darwin, 35 there. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.